Amen. I hope you brought a sacrifice of praise offering this morning, or an offering of thanksgiving, wherever you may be worshiping the Lord. If this is not a time for us to be reminded of the wonderful blessings and favor of God, you've missed what not only this last holiday was and what Sister Pinero started the service off with Lamentations 3. We need to give God thanks. We need to give God praise every day. There is an offering of thanksgiving that we owe to Him. And I hope that we've all been reminded of the blessings and the favor of God. And turning with me in your Bibles, thank you to the praise team this morning leading us in worship. But turning to Luke chapter 8, and then we're going to go to Mark chapter 4. Going to read a couple verses here, but this has been stirring in my spirit, and I believe that God has something for us this morning. Luke chapter 8 and 22 says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth." Notice this. "But as they sailed, he," Jesus, "fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy." Where the Lord tells us, "And they came to him," the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And he, Jesus, arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" In Mark chapter 4 and 35 through 40, it says, "And the same day when evening was come, he said unto them," Jesus says, "Let's pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships." The word of the Lord says, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat in the ship, so that it was now full." Notice this. "And he was in the hinder part of the ship." Jesus was asleep on a pillow, and they awakened Jesus and said unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" But notice this, what the word of the Lord says in verse 39. "And he arose," Jesus arose, "and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." I want to preach to you and talk to you this morning on this thought: peace in the midst of the storm. Peace in the midst of the storm. Let us pray. Father, we come before you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your word, Lord. We pray that the words of our mouths today and the meditation of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable unto you, O our God. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this morning in the presence of the Lord. Now, as you can imagine, as we have moved forward into the final weeks of the year, 2020, this situation, this pandemic, this political climate, this season that we're in has touched everyone on the spectrum. It has not left anybody behind. No matter the rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated, no matter you are in a big city, small city, live on the East Coast, the West Coast, in the country, out of the country, you have not been exempt from what has taken place. And we read in our scripture setting of the disciples being with Jesus. We see this story in Mark chapter 4, Matthew chapter 8, Luke chapter 8. And Luke emphasized that this was on a certain day. You know, Pastor, if I can refer to Luke, I like Luke's writing. I just like his style, his detail. And so if the story's in Matthew and Mark or in John, but if it's in Luke, I'm going to always probably most cases refer to Luke just because of that. And but the Gospel of Mark emphasizes the same day. So it didn't matter what was going on. It was that day. It was the certain day. It was the same day. And Jesus had just finished giving the parables of the kingdom. We see this where he's talking about the parable of the sower. He's talking about the candle. So he's teaching, and Jesus is what we read in Luke chapter 8 and verse 1, that he went throughout every city and village preaching glad tidings of the kingdom of God. He's ministering, and the 12 apostles were with him, and Jesus tells them that we need to get to the other side. Let's go to the other side. And I found, as I began to prepare this message and begin to work on it, and I found it not coincidental, but I found it interesting that exactly 1 year ago today, I preached here in the pulpit, and then that evening, Brother Poindexter ministered, and I left, and I began to make my way towards the airport, and 1 year ago, exactly tomorrow, I got on an airplane and flew on my journey to a trip of a lifetime that you blessed me with to Israel. And so when putting this, I began to recall that I, too, meandered on the Sea of Galilee. And there was no storm there at that time. Thank the Lord for that. But Jesus says, let's get in the boat and let's get to the other side. And he actually says in Mark 4 and 35, let's pass over unto the other side. This is Jesus telling the disciples that. And if you notice in verse 36, there were other ships with him. And these men, these disciples were familiar with boats. In fact, Jesus had taught from a boat. He had, because the multitude was so much, so many people wanting to hear and see Jesus minister and preach and miracles would take place, that he even launched out into the boat and taught from a boat while the people were on the seaside. And so, but we do know that several of the apostles, Peter, James, John, Andrew, were familiar with boats. They had fished in these very waters before, the Sea of Galilee, but Jesus and told them, let's go to the other side. He wanted to go to the other side, and so they get with him. Now, we need to understand something, that yes, this is not an ocean, but the Sea of Galilee is very big. And these boats, you got to remember, this is not what we would consider postmodern times. It wasn't even modern times. It was boats that required oars, and you would have to physically move the boat, and they had sails, and you relied on the wind. And so there was no engine. There was no coast guard. There were no tugboats. But these men were in an environment that they were familiar with. In fact, boats and fishing was something that at least we know four of them were very comfortable with. But we have to also understand something, that just because we are very familiar or comfortable with something does not mean that God cannot use that familiarity or that comfort zone to teach us something. We're all very comfortable and familiar with having church inside 105 South Broadway. But we have seen over the last several months us have church online and offline and at the gazebo, and God do some wonderful things. God has filled people with the Holy Ghost in this building. God has filled people with the Holy Ghost out on the gazebo. God has allowed people to be healed in this building. But God has also allowed people to be healed at the gazebo. There's been people that have been blessed and ministered to because of online prayer meetings, Zoom prayer meetings. And there's people that are being blessed today because of the ministry of sermons that are on archives and in what we have this morning of online church. Saints of God, God will use what he can with who's available to minister and get a need for a people. It doesn't matter what storm, it doesn't matter what you're facing. If you're available to God and you cry out to God, he will hear, he will answer, and he will do something about the request of His people. But God will use whatever is available to teach us, to remind us. God will use whatever is available to bless us, to minister to us. In fact, it's what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. God is not bound by the same limitations that we have. The Word of God tells us that the Word of God is not bound. God's Word is not bound. In fact, he reminds us over and over. I think I've mentioned this Bible verse in the last two times I've preached, and I'm going to mention it again for whatever the reason the Lord has allowed me to put this back in here. But God's Word is not bound, and Isaiah 55 and 8 tells us that His thoughts aren't our thoughts, and His ways aren't our ways, saith the Lord. I don't know who needs to hear this again, but God's ways and God's thoughts aren't the same ways and thoughts that we have. We got to get that in proper perspective. We are bound, and we are limited by what we know or what we think we know. But God is a God of sovereignty. God is a God of great power. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. He's able to do things in the spirit realm that we're looking at the flesh. We're looking at things that are tangible that we can grab onto. And God is looking and say, there's a whole nother world that I'm moving and I'm trying to take you to it. And it may be storming right now, but I am still the peace which passeth understanding in the storm. It doesn't mean that you're going to understand. It's peace which surpasseth understanding. There's a lot of things that we want to understand. And God, tell us why. Give us an answer. Give me a revelation. But God said, even if I would tell you, you wouldn't be able to comprehend it. That's what the Word of God tells us. I'm going to do a work in your day that even if I told you what I was going to do, you wouldn't be able to fathom it. Saints of God, eye has not seen nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for His people. You may be in a literal storm right now, but God will give you peace in the midst of that storm. God can take nothing and make something out of it. In fact, it's the book of Genesis, and it's very in beginning where we see God say something and it takes place. Notice in Genesis 1 and 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. We read in Genesis 2 and 7 where God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed in the man, and man became a living soul. God calls, as I mentioned before, the stars, and He knows them by name. Come on, somebody. Notice what Psalm 33 and 6 says. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. It's the word of God that's going to keep us. It's the word of God that is going to stabilize us. It's the word of God that is going to protect us. It's the word of God that is going to help us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Saints, what we need this morning is a revival of the word. We don't need to be consuming ourselves with things that are cause us distress and panic and worry and frustration, but we need to look unto the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There's something about the written. There's something about the preached, and there's something about the spoken word of God. When Jesus got up in that ship and they began to call out to Him, He said, He spoke the word, and He said, peace. And there was peace in the midst of the storm. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but you're in a storm, and all you can see is the waters and the waves and life and the finances and the debt and the sickness, and you're concerned and you're worried and you're sick and you're afflicted. But pastors come to preach and to tell you that there is still peace in the midst of the storm. He's still the Prince of Peace. He's still the Everlasting Father. That's the God that we serve this morning. When God says something, things happen. You ever meet somebody, you knew that when they got involved, something was about to happen, good or bad, right? When God gets involved with things, stuff happens. God will show forth himself as he always has since the beginning of time. Powerful, powerful Bible verse. I'm going to read to you. Jeremiah 32 and 27 says, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Someone here this morning, you're all worried about the things that God has said he was going to take care of. There's a difference between being concerned and worried. We want to be concerned. There's a difference between being fearful and careful. We want to be careful. But there's somebody here this morning under the sound of my voice that you're worried about some of the things that God has already said he was going to take care of. You've received confirmation in prayer about the thing that you're worried about, but you still can't shake it because all you could see is the raging of the storm, and all you can feel is the factors of the storm, the moving and the shaking, the ups and the downs, and the raging waters and all the shaking that takes place, because all you hear is the commotion of the fearful, and it's separated us for a period of time, and because you've been separated, what you've allowed is the enemy to play his tricks on you again. And the devil is a liar, and God is with you, and God is for you, and he's never left you, even though you're in the midst of the storm. The disciples were in the midst of the storm, but Jesus was with them. I ask you this morning, where is your faith? What is your faith in this morning? Is it in God or is it in man? If it's in God, then we have to take heed to the word of God when he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Somebody's been wanting a word from the Lord. It seemed like there's a lot of distance between Sunday or Sunday and Tuesday, this case in our week, or we had prayer on Monday, so it just seemed like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all was good. And then the further you got away from those prayer events or that Zoom Thanksgiving service, you begin to feel the wear and tear on your spirit and your mind and your emotions. But I got a word from the Lord for somebody this morning. I'm going to go right to the book in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Notice what the scripture says. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I'm not going to fear what man shall do unto me. When you look at that word forsake, it means to give up. It means to desert. It means to abandon. So let me just break this down to you. God is not going to abandon you. Come on, somebody. People will abandon one another. It happens. People give up on one another. They forget about you. People have been abandoned in relationships and marriages and in businesses. The boss may have given up on you. You may have felt like you've been deserted and are just kind of hanging out to dry. But our Savior is not that way. He is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. He is for us. And he will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Psalmist tells us in Psalm 118 and verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The disciples were in the situation that they were in because Jesus told them to get in the boat and get to the other side. Crazy. And Jesus is with them. And there arose a great storm. The waves beat into the ship, the scripture says, so that it was full. They use words as peril. They were in peril. They were in jeopardy. Not a game show. They were in real life jeopardy in a situation. And in the midst of all of this, Jesus takes a nap. What stresses us out, what worries us, what freaks us out, Jesus is like, well, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to sleep on this. And it says, he didn't just go lay down. The scripture tells us in Luke 8 and 23, he fell asleep. Jesus took naps. All the parents look at the kids and say, you want to be like Jesus? Take a nap. But the boat is taken in water, and this was not a swimming pool. This was not just a little pond. This is the real deal. There was a storm. There was the agitation of the wind and the waves beating up across the boat, and these men who were skilled, and they were several of them were used to being on the waters. Probably did everything they knew to do. Raise the sail, lower the sail. You oar and you push the boat on this side, and you paddle on that side, and everyone together working and screaming and shouting at one another, and hold on and tie this down. And, I mean, it's a storm. It's the raging of the storm. You're going up and down, and there's just chaotic, and the wind is blowing. It's just like some of the storms that we see here on the Central Coast, which is not very often. But could you imagine being out on a boat there in Pismo or Avila in the midst of a storm? Some of you are getting seasick thinking about it right now. But there's storm. In life, there are real storms. Spiritual storms that are sent by God, or we're in the midst of because the Lord has prepared that storm for us. Jesus was in the boat with them. And the Lord is with us this morning as we are navigating through a season that we have never experienced before. God is with us. He will give us peace in the midst of our storms. I want to read a Bible verse to you this morning. I got a lot of scripture this morning. I felt the Lord give me some verses for the church. I'm gonna read these to you as we get through this. But notice what the word of the Lord says in Psalm 37 and 28. The Lord loveth judgment. But notice this. And forsaketh not his saints. Wow. So encouraging. They are preserved forever. That's powerful. You read that again. The Lord forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But because of our human insecurities, and because we don't know what we don't know, because the Lord, as I preached last week, He knows. And we see a hopeless situation, but the Lord sees a testimony. We see as a relationship that is non-repairable, but the Lord sees it as restoration. We see finances as bankrupt, and the Lord is saying, I'm testing them. Can they be a good steward in the midst of this storm of finances? We see our ministry is limited or on hold, and the Lord is saying, can they be a worshiper and not a worrier in the midst of the season that they're in? Health and safety is a real concern. But we got to remember, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. God could still heal cancer. God could still heal diabetes. God could still heal the blind eye. God could still heal COVID. God could still heal infirmities that we don't even know that we have in the body. Things that happen to us unbeknownst to us that God is preserving His people in the midst of the storm. Psalm 46 and 1 tells us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present, not a past, but a very present help in trouble. How about Isaiah 41 and 10? I'm just going to read the first couple words. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Talking about peace in the midst of the storm. The psalmist had it figured out. Psalm 4 and 8 says, I will lay down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, makes me dwell in safety. That's a powerful, powerful word from the Lord this morning. Can I remind us that God will give us peace in the midst of the storm? We've gone through so much. We've seen fires. We forget about the fires. We had fires, power outages, COVID. We went through an extreme lockdown in the month of March. We've seen heat wave. My goodness, let's not forget about the heat wave. I don't want to go through that again. We've been inside. We've been outside. We've been online. We've been offline. We've seen folks healed and delivered. We've seen folks in the hospital. We've seen people blessed and promoted. And we've seen folks that where God has made a way where there seemeth to be no way. It's all of us going through this situation together with different personalities, different levels of faith, different resources, but the same God that has been with us has treated us all with love, with compassion, with kindness, because we're a holy people. We've been called out of darkness. We've been called to show forth His praise, and we've been able to walk through this period of time in history. We've been able to see God do some amazing things in the church building, and in the church, outside of the church, and in your homes. And we heard about it last week of the testimonies of what God is doing, of people being developed spiritually, and people praying through, and the backsliders that have come home, and there's more to come, and we're going through what we would call life, and we're going through what we would call a storm, and we would go through what we're calling a time that the world has never seen, and we're going through what we would understand as perilous times. Call it what you want, but God has given us peace in the midst of all that we're facing, and He will do it again and again and again. He's with us as He was with the disciples. He is with us this morning. Let me tell you that if God is in it, it's going to be okay. But if God's not in it, you're on your own. If God's in it and you're taking in water, it's going to be okay. If you're in the will of God, it's all good. But if you're out of the will of God, whoo, would not want to be you. But if you're in the will of God and you're taking in water and everything around you seems to be falling out of place, maybe the Lord is saying, I need to push them out. And it may look like things are falling out of place, but actually everything is coming into place. It looked to the disciples that they were in a situation of despair and peril. And they were. This was not a joking matter. But God was with them. God's with us, saints. Use this time, as I've mentioned before, to draw closer to God, to draw closer to Him like never before. The disciples could have abandoned the ship. They could have jumped out. But they stuck with one another. They didn't abandon each other. They stayed with the Lord. And the Lord stayed with them. And all was good. And they even had peace in the midst of the storm because Jesus calmed the raging storm, and He could calm the raging storm that is in your life this morning. And if you're going through something today that you're saying, well, it's got to be an act of God to get me out of it. Well, hey, even more so to show Himself sovereign and powerful and the God of all flesh that can do anything. There is nothing that our God cannot do for His people. And He will give us peace this morning in the midst of the storms of life. Notice this. Psalm 65 and 7 says, which stilleth the noises of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. Our God is able to still the noise in our life. There's a lot of noise that is surrounding us right now. You don't even have to go looking for it. It just comes to you at times. But the Lord has the ability to still the noise and the tumult of the people. When your ways please the Lord, He'll even make your enemies have peace with you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He'll give you peace in the midst of whatever storm you're facing today. Jesus was weary. We get weary. But it does not stop the people of God from having trust in God. As Galatians tells us, and don't get weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not. I want to encourage us this morning from this Bible verse that I read, our scripture setting. Jesus said, let us go into the other side. And He was with them. If we can look at that, if God said, let us go to the other side, and He's with us, it doesn't matter what we may face or experience on the way to the other side. If God said it, and He's with us, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. I want to remind somebody here this morning that God is not going to forsake you, and He hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't forsaken the church. He hasn't abandoned the church. We are just in a different season of circumstance today. There is still more miracles yet to be seen. There is still more revival yet to be seen. There is still more fellowship yet to be seen. There is still more blessings that await us. There is still more healings that God is gonna do. There are things that we haven't even thought of yet that God is doing right now in the midst of this season that we're in. And it may feel chaotic. It may feel frustrated. It may look like we're going to be in this forever, but can I tell you, there is peace in the midst of the storm, and we're all in this together. We stick together. We pray together. We worship together. We give together. We live and dress holy together. We encourage one another together. We are in this storm together. It's life. It's circumstance. It's a real issue. It isn't going away tomorrow, but can I tell you, there's still peace in the midst of the storm. I like what Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us, to everything there's a season. And obedience from the Lord and serving God and submission to God does not exempt us from trials and tests and tribulation. Does not. The psalmist tells us, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them from all. But we serve a God who is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6 tells us, as I prepare to close here, it says, for unto us a child is born, and a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And notice this, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Yeah. He cannot never not be peace. Because He is the Prince of Peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 tells us. Powerful Bible verse. Powerful. Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. I want them to leave that up on the screen for a moment. Peace in the midst of the storm will come from the Lord of peace himself. He will give you peace by all means. Whatever it takes for him to bring peace and give you peace, he'll do it. The Lord is going to be with us. Jesus calmed the storm because he spoke the word and there was peace. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They cried out to Jesus because they were in the midst of a storm and the Lord himself was with them and he spoke the word. I wonder what would happen this morning if you would just begin to speak the word, begin to pray the word, begin to proclaim the word, begin to fast the word, begin to believe the word. Come on, somebody. Noticing that in Romans 12 and 12, the word tells us to be patient in tribulation and continue instant in prayer. This means that we got to pray. In the midst of tribulation, we got to pray. In the midst of trials, we got to pray. In the midst of life, we got to pray. In the midst of a pandemic, we got to pray. And we got to read our Bible. And we got to fast. And we got to make sure that our mind is made up. That I'm going to stick with Jesus during this time. That He's never left me nor forsaken me. And I'm not going to leave Him. And I'm not going to forsake Him. We have a tendency in our society to want to be self-reliant and self-sustaining. And we're leery and we're skeptical when somebody wants to help us. But can I tell you, if you're going to get help from anybody, get help from the Word of God. If you're going to believe anything that you read, believe the Word of God. If you're going to talk to anybody about anything, talk to Jesus and He'll give you peace. It's very sobering when you realize that you've talked to everyone else and in one prayer meeting, one encouraging word, one Bible study, one sermon from the man of God, and everything changes, perspective change. It's because He is the peace maker. He can make it all right. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Well, how can you say that, Pastor? Because I serve a God who can do all things and there's nothing to Him. And if He can calm the wind for the disciples and the apostles, He can navigate us through this as He has day by day. We got to have faith. Hebrews tells us, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. As we stand this morning, Romans tells us, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We've got to let our faith be exercised. The disciples called out to Jesus. And we need to call out to Jesus instead of calling out to everyone else. And using Him as a backup, as a plan B. He is not the plan B. He is not the backup. He is A number one. Always has been and always will be. And if we don't treat Him that way, He'll put us in circumstances to remind us that He is A number one. But notice this. John 16 and 33. That in me, you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Are you needing some calmness this morning? Need a little rest, emotionally and spiritually? The elements of your life become less than normal. Changing times. Are you struggling with your faith? Have the waters of life been a little too close to comfort for you? Psalmist tells in Psalm 107 and 29, For he commanded, for he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. I invite you this morning, wherever you are, I invite you to pray, to talk to the Lord, to call out to Him like the disciples did. They called out to Jesus. You got to call out to Him. Come on. It's time to make that home, that living room, that bedroom, place of prayer. Come on. Talk to Him. Gather the family together. Gather the kids together. Husband and wives and family of God. Talk to Jesus this morning. Call out to Him this morning. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Call out to Him. He's listening. He's available this morning. Will you listen to the voice of your pastor? And would you call out to Jesus? Would you talk to Him? Because He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm today. He's going to give you peace this morning. And Pastor, you don't understand what I'm facing. I don't understand, and I don't want to pretend to understand. I got my own things that I don't understand. But you know what? God understands. God sees where you're at, and He wants to give you peace in the midst of the storm this morning. Would you talk to Him? Would you pray? Would you ask God this morning to take ownership and leadership and preeminence in your life? Quit trying to steer the ship and just say, God, I'm here with you. You lead and I'll follow, God. Oh, come on, RT. Come on, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Come on, it's going to be okay. God is with us. He's going to give us peace. He hasn't abandoned us. He hasn't abandoned you. You can still repent of your sins. You can ask God to forgive you if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name. You can be baptized in Jesus' name. If you haven't had a Bible study, you can get a Bible study. You contact the church office. We'll make sure you get a Bible study. But God wants to give you peace this morning in the midst of your storm. He wants to make sure that He gives you beauty for ashes, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He wants to make sure that He turns some things around in your life. But you got to call out to Him in the midst of the storm. Quit trying to navigate the storm by yourself. Come on, somebody. Surrender to God. Surrender to God. Cast our burden upon the Lord, for He careth for you this morning. Come on, would you begin to lift your voice there at home and begin to talk to Jesus? Repent of your sins today. Talk to Him. Come on, make sure that heart is right. Keep it right. Come on, saints of God. Church is on the move. God is on the move. The people of God are on the move. The people that know their God will do great exploits. I want to make sure that in the midst of the storm, I keep myself anchored to the peacemaker. Come on, RT, before we close tonight, before we close this morning, one more time, begin to pray. Father in heaven, I pray for every RT family member, God, every saint, God, this morning that is watching, that has joined us via webcast, God, I pray for them right now, God. Lord, I pray, God, even though it's different, we're together, God. Even though, God, we're separated, we're together because the Word of God brings us closer together. God, I pray for the precious saints of the Most High, God. You would preserve them. You would guide them. You would lead them, God. You would forgive them of their sins, God. That they would put You first and put their trust and confidence in You until we gather again together, Lord. We give You praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you, RT. We love you. We're praying that God would bless you, that He would rain on you, that God of peace Himself would give you all peace. God bless you in Jesus' name. Just Jesus. Hallelujah.